Hey, welcome everybody. It is Suzanne with another energy update, and I have had some awesome client sessions just recently. And again, what I like to do is get these down in terms of an audio file so that others can learn from them and the clients are willing to allow themselves and their stories to be shared on an anonymous basis so that maybe we can start to see what resonates or not with us and learn from each other. So this particular gal that I saw just the other day was very, very typical in terms of so many of us humans, whether we know it or not, by the way, have a difficult time staying in our body. Now, that might sound kind of funny or odd to somebody that is new to this sort of work, but what that means is that we walk around every day in these meat and bone bodies, and a lot of us don't even really realize that we're not in them. And what I mean by that is, not only do we have the meat and bone, but we have the auric fields that surround us. And then we actually have the anchors to those auric fields, one being earth energy, which we pull from our root chakra down below, the magnetic energy of Mother Earth or Gaia. And then the other counterpart to that is the cosmic Father Sky energies that we pull from our crown chakra. And I think it's kind of hard for us because, like, nobody tells us when we're small that we're supposed to be in our body. Nobody even talks about stuff like this. And nobody even, like, says, hey, by the way, there's fuel down in Gaia and up in Father Sky. It all sounds kind of crazy. But the reality is it's very true. And we are indeed electromagnetic beings. And I think it's imperative to us to start to have some kind of sense of knowingness about this. And that egg or that bubble or that auric field around us is super important to keep our so-called ground and gasoline in, our chi, our prana, our life force energy. And when we are not in all of those spaces and places in an anchored and balanced way, we are literally, in a lot of different ways, astro traveling, much like we do when we dream sleep. And we do this as we're at work, as we're driving down the highway, as we're in conversation with somebody. Many, many, many of us have core essences or vibrational cords, or there's a lot of, I guess, interchangeable words we can use here in terms of being out of our body. Well, being present here. And that sounds kind of odd, possibly, but the reality is it's true. Some of the outcomes of that kind of energy imbalance in the physical 3D world will play out in your life, such as, oh, I feel like I'm taking 2 steps forward and then 10 back, 10 forward and 2 back. Oh my God, I'm just exactly where I started from. What the heck? My life feels stuck. Or, gosh, I just walked into the room and I was coming in here for something and I don't have a clue of what I was coming in here for. Or, holy crap, I was in the car and all of a sudden I was getting in the car to go somewhere and all of a sudden I arrived and I don't even remember the trip in between, and so on and so on. So those kinds of lags in time, space, energy are indicative of somebody who's not necessarily present and grounded in their physical source. And that can really be a detriment, obviously, in a lot of different ways. I mean, God forbid we're flying down the highway at 80 miles an hour and we don't know where we are. Much less if I am continually having these energy leaks. What that does is not only works on that mental emotional field, but it also takes a toll on the physical field, meaning eventual exhaustion and frustration and feeling stuck. So that's what this particular client is kind of dealing with. And amazingly, at the same time, she is in the process of, and has been, by the way, for almost 2 full years, trying to get a new job, trying to find a job. And she's not uncommon. Many, many people come to me very stuck and struggling, and they keep saying, gosh, it's so weird. I keep hearing the same scenario. I am number 2 in the interview process. I'm that one that they're going to call, but then they don't. I'm the perfect candidate, and yet they find somebody else, or the job closes, or something changes internally. And all of these kinds of things are very, very common for many of my clients right now that are in this so-called stuck space. To me, there's a couple things going on. With this particular client, we talked a little bit more extensively because I think that this happens for many when you are trying and trying and trying to put that square peg in the round hole of the old kind of a career. are you literally being told by universe and higher source energy and source that it is time to move forward in terms of joy and passion, and have the courage and the strength to move out of your comfort zone and try something new? And as I progressively spoke with this particular client, that's exactly what's happening. She's on the fence right now about starting an entire new career. But, you know, many of us can be in financial, you know, constraints, limitations. Many of us are single parents. Many of us are at an age where we can't think we can do that, and on and on. You know, the list goes on of the can'ts. And I think it's super important sometimes to look bigger and try to step back and go, wow, if I keep getting no and no and no and no on my so-called current job search career kind of job description that I've always done, maybe it's time for me to look at source and say, are you giving me the nudge, much less the 2x4 over the head, to change? Are you showing me the opportunities of I get to, not have to or need to, I get to have the courage and find the strength to move forward in something that's passionate? And in this particular client's case, she has the most amazing physical gift of scent and smell, to the extent of, and taste, by the way, to the extent of she thinks it's almost a curse. Like, she literally is telling me how her sense of smell is insane. And she's dabbling with the fact, ironically, of opening a company that can make individualized perfume lines. And I'm like, seriously, how much more in alignment can that be with your higher source and your higher gift? If your physical body has an attribute that you sometimes think is a gift and or almost even a curse because it's so dominant, and it literally can align to a new career kind of expansion, you know, think twice about that, because gosh, that means possibly that your soul came in with that biological alignment to your DNA gift for a reason. And that's really, really difficult. And I think there was a double whammy with this particular client in that, because of the fact right now she doesn't like staying in the physical body, she likes to be out of it and not connected with it, and yet she can't seem to move forward in making this perfume line come to fruition. I gave her a couple of options and ideas, and take what resonates today, if it does resonate at all, or toss the rest, or just simply listen if you choose, in terms of how, or make it apply to your own. In her case, if she has a heightened sense of smell and scent and taste, she doesn't like to stay in the physical meat and bone body. What that means for so-called homework would be, how do I use Mother Nature, Gaia, the dimensions of one and two, meaning earth, wind, water, fire, ether, and or plant and animal kingdom, those first dimensional frequencies of our existence? How do I get more connected with those with my meat body? Because that will indeed ground me into that magnetic energy, and at the same time, allow me a relationship with those lower chakras, root and sacral, to feel safer in terms of monetary gain and or love and support, dialing down the fight or flight mechanism that runs through our DNA programming. So in her case, I mean, it was kind of things like, really think about, first and foremost, how bubbled are you? How much are you discerning and staying in your own auric bubble so that you are not allowing others' negativity to come into your space, allowing others' negative judgment, thought processes, opinions, etc., come into your negative space? So that's the first thing. And then obviously connecting that to the Gaia plane, into the core of Earth, so that I'm connected and discerning. So that's number one. But to extend that a little bit further, to kind of like train the body to feel safer with that connection and get a relationship, in her particular case, because of the gift of this heightened sense and smell and taste, I was encouraging her to really go outside of the box if she chose, and I don't know if she's going to choose, you know, to do things like learn how to trust nature's scent. Maybe spend the day really, and I'm not joking here, sniffing and or smelling the different scents in nature, whether that is laying in the grasses and seeing what you can bring into your body, and anchor these things. She actually said, ironically, that she, one of her favorite things to do when she was a child was to just lay in the tall grasses and watch the wind go through. And actually, her senses were really heightened during that, and she could smell the grasses and feel the wind. These little they almost sound insignificant. Exercises are so huge and critical. You know, amazingly, if I had the magic wand, I would be going back and taking, you know, third graders all over again, or my third grade experience when we're tiny, you know, 8 and 7 and 9 and 12 and all those ages where we're still heightened to this stuff, and training us to trust those kinds of things. Just think if your third grade class didn't worry about the capitals of each state and worried about how to connect with the oneness of nature so I felt safe in my human body. I mean, we would be a completely different human race, and we would be a completely different planet with a completely different relationship to our sources. If we understand that my heightened sense of smell can differentiate, you know, a tulip from a gardenia, from a daisy, from a whatever, and or maybe it's the depth of the dirt, and does this dirt smell right here, you know, have more mineral base to it versus this one over here smells different because it's sandy. When we're actually doing that, we're connecting with a relationship with the elemental forces and the plant and animal kingdom, and we can find gratification, and we can find relationship, and we can find joy. And we think that's stupid, because who the hell wants to sit and hug a tree and feel like a weirdo? And you don't have to. I'm not saying anybody is supposed to do anything or not supposed to, but if this resonates for you in terms of finding the awe and the wonder and the magic within the actual elemental sources, what that does is it seeps into the cell structure of our human meat and bone body. It literally does the work for us to find oneness and relationship. And if we can then move it forward into gratitude, awe, and wonder, we can eventually really regenerate a different frequency in our magnetic connection to the planet. Ultimately, what this does is it recalibrates my emotional, mental, and spiritual side to that root chakra, which means I then find a better relationship to things like feeling safe. So I don't have to rely on money coming in, or a job, or a title, or a spouse, or a house. I can just feel safe. Now, when I feel safe, that job, that title, that spouse, that house comes, but it comes with ease and grace. It doesn't come with fear, and it doesn't come with push, push, push. It comes from receive, receive. So hopefully this is making some sense in an audio way, in terms of it's a different way for us to actually connect, and it is a different way for us to gratify, and it is a different way for us to reestablish how we work within this meat and bone body, which indeed is the vehicle that we specifically signed up for. So maybe, possibly, if this resonates for you, learn from this client, or choose to do it your own way. Maybe yours is not the plant and animal kingdom. Maybe yours is the cosmos. Maybe yours is humanity. Maybe yours is something else, or nothing at all. But I think, again, we are all struggling with this staying in the human meat and bone body in one shape or form. And my suggestion is go bigger, go creative, use some fun, use some childlike imagination if you choose. And until next, cosmic hugs.